Welcome to Couve.com. I'm David Mador. We have Tiffany Couch here for the second report of four regarding the CRC light rail tolling project and the potential law violations. This has to do with contracting, expenditures, and cost overruns. Tiffany, can you give us an overview of where we're going on this?
Sure. David, because we have so much information to give to the public and to the decision makers, we've decided to sort of cut our findings into a series of reports. Last week, we talked about Open Public Meetings Act and potential NEPA process violations. Today, we're here to talk about the expenditures of the CRC, how much money they've spent. And I can tell you that through September 2012, the Columbia River Crossing Project Office has spent $153 million. And as a result of that, we started looking at who the money's gone to. And two-thirds of that $153 million, or $104 million, has gone to one vendor. And that vendor is David Evans & Associates. Currently, this contract is at $131 million. Okay, so it is more than doubled. It's 167% more than what they originally told us.
You said 131 to this one vendor.
Right.
Out of the 153 total.
Remember, the 153 is total. So that's rent, that's other vendors. 153 million is the project total.
Okay.
104 million has gone to one vendor.
Okay.
Okay. So in order to understand how this one vendor got to 104 million, we have to start at the contract, because that's where the transaction starts and we can understand what work was promised. And when you get to that contract and you realize it's a $50 million contract, we have $104 million in payments. What's happened? You know, how did we get there? And so I'm starting to tell the story of how we get there.
Okay, can we zero in on some specifics here?
Sure. So it's important to understand that we have a master contract, okay? And then what happens is the CRC Project Office and their vendor, David Evans, issues task orders. And basically, these task orders are hundreds of pages in length, and they tell us exactly the amount of work that's going to be done. They then give us 20 to 30 page budgets that match these task orders, and they say, here's how much we're going to spend on each of these line items to get you through this NEPA process.
Okay.
When you get to the task orders, it's really important to understand, and what I've done is summarize them here. I think it's really important to understand a couple of things. These descriptions are not my words. And I say that because when you look at the second task order on this project, it says perform services to jumpstart the CRC project. That's not my terminology. Mm-hmm. That's theirs. Mm-hmm. So these task orders, which are hundreds of pages in length, tell us what they're going to do. They're going to scope the project. They're going to jumpstart the project. This one's an important one to look at. They first told us that it was going to cost $100,000 to jumpstart the project. They added $3.5 million in change orders.
35 times as much.
Yes.
Just for changes.
Just for changes. To jumpstart the project to $3.6 million. That was interesting terminology to me. But the bigger picture here is the big amount of work they were going to do. They were going to publish the draft environmental impact statement, prepare the final draft and final locally preferred alternative. They were going to apply for New Starts funding. And they told us they were going to do this for $23 million. They added $280,000 worth of change orders for a total of $23.9 million. When we come down to task order AF, it's really important to understand this one, okay? Look what they told us they're going to do. They're going to obtain the locally preferred alternatives. They're going to publish the final environmental impact statement. They're going to obtain the full funding grant, and they're going to obtain a record of decision. It's important to understand that their record of decision is that final piece of the environmental impact statement that says we've been approved for this project, the federal government says go forward, and we can design and construct the actual project. It's truly the end of this contract. They added $8 million of change orders to that particular task for a total of 30. So now look at this. We're now at a total of $74 million here. I'm going to go ahead and highlight that, David. Okay. Mm-hmm. So remember, we had a contract for $50 million. But once they started scoping out the work, they said, well, really, it's going to cost us $74 million to get us through the record of decision. Does that make sense?
Compared to the original 50.
Compared to the original 50. Okay? So that didn't happen. That didn't happen. I think it's important to understand that they had also promised to get all of this done by around May of 2011, and that did not happen.
Okay.
Instead, what happened just a year later, and because there was so much information in this task order analysis, we've taken some of the dates off. But just 1 year later, they come forward with task AH. And I want to read task AH, and then I want to compare it to task order AF. They told us they were going to advance the CRC project through the draft environmental impact statement. Now remember, task order AD was going to publish the draft. Now they say they're just going to get us through the draft. They say they're going to begin the final impact statement. Now remember, AF told us they're going to publish the final impact statement.
In other
statement.
Words, it's finished, it's published, it's mm-hmm. done, it's out there, and right. here they're going to begin it.
It's finished
after
for
$30
million, and really it's finished, the whole thing's finished for $74 million. But now we come back with AH, and we're starting to do tasks that were promised long ago for a lot of money. Should David Evans, if these errors are attributable to David Evans and Associates' work, Can the state of Washington, can the Washington State Department of Transportation get money back for those sorts of expenses? And so those are some of the questions that I have in my report.
So when a vendor doesn't perform or performs in a way that is unacceptable, then there's the law basically that says this is what the vendor is held to by a standard that it's not on the taxpayer dime.
Correct.
You're already paid to accomplish these goals, mm-hmm. and you haven't. And so the recourse would be go back to the vendor and say you need to come up with deliver what you agreed in this contract to deliver.
In this case, there
seems to be something going on here where the vendor is just continued to be rewarded for non-performance or for poor performance outside of what appears to be in violation of established law.
And that's the question I have. That's the appearance. That's the red flag. You know, in my world as a forensic accountant, we call that smoke. And then the question is there fire where all of that smoke is? And I'm certainly questioning not only those task orders, but again, task order AR, $3.7 million to get us moving forward to the full funding grant agreement. Well, remember, we were going to do that way up here in AD. We were going to go and get the full funding grant agreement in AD and AF. So we have millions upon millions of dollars of new task orders that have been recently created, not only to apparently fix some of these design issues, but also to do work that was going to be done, many, many years ago.
We're still not up to, if you look at the grand total here, we're still at $125 million.
And so that's my question. So we have the $50 million contract that's now at $131 million. So they have what we call supplemental agreements that gives them additional funding. But what's interesting is that the task orders don't reconcile. The task orders of $125 million don't reconcile to the $131 million of funding on the contract. And that's, again, one of the questions that I have. Key approvals that were anticipated long ago, for example, the Coast Guard permit, are not only yet to be received, but appear to be questionable without considerable additional work and expense. As a legislator, participating government agency, or member of the general public, key questions should be asked and answered, including how much more will this cost? How long will it take to finish? And what specific processes and procedures will the CRC project office do differently to guarantee that its current track record of 100% 150% cost overruns will not be incurred on a $3.5 billion project. Okay, well, let's just wrap it up. To date, $153 million has been spent on the CRC project, and two-thirds of that money has gone to one vendor, $104 million to David Evans & Associates, a vendor who was the only vendor apparently looked at and scoped out to do the work for the CRC project.
And $2.3 million average every month.
They're averaging $2.5 million a month in expenditures. But what's important is David Evans and Washington State Department of Transportation promised to get this work done for $50 million. Currently, that contract stands at $131 million. And a lot of those cost overruns can be seen in documents that have duplicative wording and or questionable deliverables in relation to the cost of the proposed work. And I believe, based on all of the work that I've done everywhere else, that there are enough red flags here to warrant additional investigation.